From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A change in American policy towards Iran. Despite impassioned appeals from some of America's closest allies and members of his own administration, U.S. President Donald Trump will likely no longer certify the Iran nuclear deal, though he will not urge Congress to reapply sanctions. While this does not completely abandon the deal, it does mark a new, more confrontational stance towards Iran. The White House made the announcement early on Friday, saying the new policy instead focuses on neutralizing the government of Iran's destabilizing influence and constraining its aggression. The South African Supreme Court of Appeal on Friday dealt a legal blow to President Jacob Zuma, opening the way for the reinstatement of 783 charges of corruption and fraud against him, saying a lower court's previous ruling was flawed. Luyuvo Mufaku is National Prosecuting Authority spokesman.
I can assure the South Africans that the National Director and his team, after considering the judgment, will do what is correct in the eyes of the law, guided by the dictates of the rule of law and proper administration of justice.
President Zuma said the decision against him is disappointing. In Liberia, football icon George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are early frontrunners in the presidential election, but officials said only a third of the ballots had been counted. The Liberty Party, however, wants counting to stop, citing irregularities and fraud. With 20 people running for the West African nation's highest office, it is unlikely anyone will get more than 50%. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States